9:30 on your Thursday morning, and it is a rainy Thursday morning. With the amount of rainfall that we have had, you can expect some minor street flooding in and around Bartlesville. The usual locations, if you've lived here any time at all, you probably are as familiar as with those as I could start naming them off for you. So anyway, just to drive carefully, slow it down a little bit, but wet pavements, and particularly if we haven't had rainfall for a week or two, you get that nice little film of dust anyway, so early on it turns into mud, and I'd rather have everybody avoid some fender benders, but if not, well, Brad Dungeus is in from Dungeus Family of Autos with a fully staffed collision support center ready to go. Good morning, Brad.
That's true. We have the body shop. We work on all makes and models and handle almost any kind of body shop need you have, from painting classic vehicles to extensive framework.
But platinum.
Hopefully people don't need that. Take it easy, everybody. I know it's the weather's the big driver in that part of our business, but yeah. It's unfortunate reality.
Platinum class iCar certified body shop.
You that's
some,
right.
Some We're, professionals there.
Well, it's one of those parts of our business that's that it takes a lot of training. There's a lot of stuff going on that you don't often think about there. But there's a lot of investment in technology and resources there. We work on aluminum vehicles now with that F-150. We've got to constantly be training, learning to do different things. There's all kinds of new technology. We talk about it every week and on the. Really more on the vehicle side of things,
right.
But in the body shop world, we've got that stuff coming with different metals, different kinds of lighter materials that we have to repair. That has different challenges. We also are converting soon to a water-based paint system that is better for the environment, and I think is that everybody in the long run will convert to this kind of stuff.
Joe, I think, was on the air, this has got to be 2 or 3 years ago, mm-hmm. talking about the upcoming technology.
It's amazing, and there's so much throughout the industry. I mean, because in everything you do, whether it's you're working mechanically on vehicles now, you think of it a mechanic back in the, in my lifetime, we've gone from really mechanical vehicles to almost computer-driven vehicles. They still have mechanical elements, of course, but the truth is that there's dozens of computer systems that operate all this and drive the whole thing and make it all work. So
the basics of air spark and fuel are still there, but they've almost become overrun with computers.
They have, and that's got its good things and it's bad, I suppose. The vehicles are so reliable now.
Yeah.
I mean, we go out and we expect them to start, and by gosh, they do almost every time. That time they don't, though. It's caused by something a little bit more tricky to fix than in the past, but in the past that old car may just not have started, and it might just be a little temperamental that day.
I saw several nostalgic posts recently on Facebook. One of them showed a top view of a four-barrel carburetor, and who could recognize one of these? And another one was a set of points, and how many times have you adjusted these? And there are a lot of drivers out there that have never done that.
Ron, I've got a 15 and a half year old son, and we've been talking a lot about this because he's actually interested in classic vehicles a little bit. So that's kind of nice. I think it's not lost on even on today's youth. He's a little different. He's a car dealer's son, but he's very interested in old Mustangs and stuff like that. And his tastes on new vehicles are different from mine, but they're like that. He likes smaller,
sure.
sportier cars.
Well, who didn't want the latest model? I don't, whatever year we were in school. That old car that we were driving, we want the latest model Mustang.
That's right.
It does define, I think.
That may be what he wishes for, but I don't think that's what he's going to get, though.
That's between you and the
he's
rest of the
school
family.
He's at school now.
Yeah. Well, he probably can't afford the fuel for it then. So
no, I think
if he's like most
start
students,
start with something more interesting and a little older. But we'll see. Anyway, that's my conservative side, I suppose.
I suppose. But you still do 995 oil changes
every day. We do, and with appointment or without. More and more appointments. We schedule them now. You can schedule them online through the Toyota store. The Toyota store is probably about 50% appointments now.
Okay.
More and more of our business is doing that. What that, you know, the Ford side, Quick Lane, one of their brand tenets is that you can, you know, no appointment necessary, you can come in at any time and get your oil changed. That works great when there's not a huge crowd, but when we get 10 or 15, 20 people there at one time, all getting their oil changed at the same time, it can back up a little bit. If you, you know, usually it's still going to clear out in an hour, hour and a half. And if you think about an oil change, the real process, it's going to take normally about 40 minutes with all the stuff you need to do to move the vehicle, to inspect it, to do everything, to rotate the tires, which should be done at least that often, 5 to 10,000 miles. You want to rotate your tires, do the basic stuff, check the filters, check the brakes, do all the stuff that needs to be done. It can't really physically be done much quicker than that if you're going to take the wheels off. So to have it done in an hour or less is really a pretty good goal, and that's what we shoot for most of the time, and can accomplish that in either side.
Mm-hmm.
But at Toyota, you know that we're waiting for you, that we've got a special write-up system with iPads that we can use, so we're there. We know you're coming. We greet you at the vehicle. We can start the write-up process at that point. If you've been in servicing with us, we know what your vehicle needs, what we did last time, what's coming up. So we can take care of all that for you. When you do register for the appointment system too, you can get access to your vehicle service history, all kinds of other stuff. So it's really kind of a cool thing, and something you can just go to the DungeonToyota.com website.
Mm-hmm.
And in service, and there's the online appointment system right there. And it is a new one. In the past, we just had a form system, so you could still go in and request an appointment, but it really just sent us an email that told us you want an appointment at 4 on Tuesday. That worked great, but the truth is this one actually sets the appointment in what they call the DMS, the dealer management system, in which we write our repair orders, which are what we do to do your service work, and that so it actually puts it in there. It knows that when they're available, when they're not, it allows us to manage the throughput in our shop. So it really is a great tool.
So really, it does now magically appear on somebody's schedule, as opposed to, like you said,
no, it shows
email.
Up on the schedule. You'll get reminders about it. We can confirm it. If you miss the appointment, we'll follow up with you to try to reschedule it and at a better time for you.
That's a great deal. So
yeah.
With or without appointment, whatever works best for the customer.
That's right. That's why we're always trying to get better and better. You know, I know, sometimes if it we're just stretching, and we always talk about that, but that's really what it's all about every day.
Yeah. This is the traditional model year changeover time. I know it's as blurred grade over the
it kind of gets extended this time of year, but it really is.
Yeah.
I think the 2016s, we still have a lot of them that haven't converted to 17s, to be honest. But many, we do have 17s on the ground, and by the end of the year, for everything will be switched over. And so we've got to sell our 16s. There's great interest rates still, great rebates from the manufacturers. We've got special deals going on all our inventory that's been around for a while on the older stuff. And that's virtually every kind of vehicle you can imagine, whether it's an Expedition or an Explorer or an Escape. We've got, on the Ford side, we've got some vehicles that we use as our service loaners that come out of service there that are then have extra discounts. I think we just took a 2017 with just 2,000 miles out of service yesterday on that'll be available with extra discounts. These are just really barely used vehicles that we maintain while they're being driven by our customers when they're in service, and then we bring them out and sell them. They're still new vehicles. Mm-hmm. They haven't been registered. They're on a new MSO, but they've got these special discounts. So you might ask about that if you're looking for one of those vehicles. On the Toyota side, we've got Matt Hutchings is back. If people remember Matt, he left earlier in the year, and he's returned, coming back to Bartlesville. He'd gone to Northwest Arkansas for a while, but he's coming back, and we're glad he's here, and that's a good thing. He's a great guy and worked at Dungeness for, I think, 6 years, starting our service drive,
right, yeah.
and then was the Toyota sales manager, and then did a great job, and he's back working in our Toyota sales department. So welcome to come in and say hi to Matt. But the whole team is there ready for you. Toyota side, it's a big time of year. We're gearing up for Toyotathon, which will start about the middle of next month. Just went to a meeting yesterday where everybody's really optimistic about our great product that's coming. You might have seen some stuff about what they call Toyota Safety Sense. If
yes.
you watch commercials on TV, this is going to be a neat thing. It's a safety program that Toyota's going to put on every vehicle, standard on every Toyota. We've talked a lot about this kind of technology on Ford, because Ford and Lincoln also have this.
Right.
But Toyota wants to be the first to make it standard on every vehicle they have, and it's basically going to give you all that technology that senses things around your vehicle, that can stop the vehicle, braking systems, all that. And you can check more out about that online if you want to go to Toyota.com, or you can get that through just Toyota.com also.
Yeah. Which is the way I would recommend it. That way they can see
the new 17 Corolla that's coming out soon will be the first of those vehicles that come with that. And that's kind of neat, because the Corolla isn't necessarily, it's not an expensive Toyota. They're very economical. Economical vehicles, the best-selling vehicle in the world, actually, and so they to put it in that is a real statement, I think, for Toyota. They're committed to safety. We know about that.
Yeah, that says a lot right there. And okay, I mean, none of us really want to admit it publicly, but in the back of our mind, we all can think of times when, oh, gee, I guess I wasn't looking as sharp as I thought I was, and you know, I had to, you know, it happens.
We see. I mean. Think of your wheels. Next time when it's not raining, go out and look at them. On almost every used car we trade for, the wheels have hit a curb at some point. And if you think about the wheels today, say you're looking at a new vehicle, often you're looking at 18-inch wheels or larger, many of them 19, 20, 22-inch wheels, pretty witty wheels. You damage those, it can be quite expensive to repair them, or many times they can't be repaired,
and you really have to replace them.
And so you're talking a $800 or $1,000 wheel that you may have to replace, and it often is, you know, you're not really thinking about that when you're coming to trade in your vehicle, and. You know, you don't look at the wheels every day, but there it is, and we're having to deduct on that because the guy who's going to purchase it is going to notice it the next time. So it's something that is something that not just going to save lives, but it's going to save people a lot of money on stuff like that, create more value on your trade-in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe that technology may be an $800 option at some point before Toyota makes it standard on everything. But it'll also keep you from running into curbs, things like that. It's a great technology.
Well, and again, who hasn't? I don't care. We don't have those little parking blocks in parking lots as much as we used to. But you know, the little concrete thing, you almost kind of expect it to be there, and you run your wheels hopefully gently right up to it.
Yeah.
But who hasn't run into one of those things at one time or another?
It happens. Yeah.
Also, those are just the right now available on the older models, but it will be standard.
It's coming. I mean, and there's all kinds of stuff. Yeah, you can get cameras that go 360 around the vehicle.
I was out of town last week, and the Uber driver that I was with going across town, actually back to the airport to come home, his vehicle, and I don't remember the brand, it doesn't matter, but anytime there was a car in the other lane, the camera came on to show how close you were to the other.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
And that's going to be available in a lot of vehicles, too, coming forward. So it's really neat.
It is. And then I have no doubt Ford and Lincoln have got all kinds of things special on their 2017s as well.
Oh, yeah. Lots of that's great stuff coming. With our new Super Duty is on the ground right now. You can come check that out. It's going to be one of the best trucks Ford ever built. It may be the best. It's hard to say with the F-150, but this truck is amazing. It's got a camera system like that on it. It's got a bunch of great technology that helps you tow. It's got incredible power, fuel economy, all kinds of great technology. It's another military grade aluminum vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's reinforced with heavy grade steel where it needs to be. It's really a tough truck, and I it's going to be one of the, like I said, it's going to be very popular. If you're in the market for a truck at all, a big truck, a work truck, you need to come check out the new Super Duty. It's outstanding. We've got just a few of them so far, but we're going to get more and more throughout the rest of the year. And we still have a few 16s, so they're great deals like we were talking about earlier. It's a great time if you're wanting a deal. You can take a look at that new stuff and make a decision based on, you know, your pocketbook of which is better.
Well, and there are so many more things to look at when you choose a new vehicle, in addition to just the vehicle itself features, all the technology features that are built into to different things like what Toyota was doing, or even, I got a letter in the mail the other day, and it makes perfectly sense, and I have since updated the maps in my navigation, but mm-hmm. It's the idea that, okay, the maps were current when I bought the car, but in order to, how many more streets across the country have been new streets with new roads or new names or whatever, and it makes sense, you have to update the maps in the navigation.
That's right. You know? I mean, until you have, your next car will have the embedded modem in it, though,
right.
That will do that automatically and sync it with everything else out there in the world, cloud, I suppose.
Yeah, but it's just one of those advances in technology that until it's there, you didn't miss it, because we, you know, used to stop by the 66 station and buy a map, but
that's right.
Who does that anymore, you know?
No, that's right. You got it on your phone, you've got it in your car. That's how we move around these days.
Yeah. The tradition of personal service, you mentioned Matt coming back, and it's nice to see those faces that, you know, when you walk in the door or drive in the service drive, they know you. They don't have to look up, oh, who's next? Charlie's driving. Yep, there he is. Okay. But they know you.
Well, it's so important. And, you know, it's one of those things that make a business go. And all through all the years here, we've had so much loyalty and great people that work at Dungis Ford for 75 years now, and Dungis Toyota since 1968. It's really about the people that work there and their great loyalty. And of course, we always hire in new people, having people come and go.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe in career paths for people and helping people advance themselves. I think that that kind of relationship between the employer and employee is so important, that we work together to create value for each other. And
mm-hmm.
That sometimes, like with Matt, he had another opportunity and he went to pursue it, and that's great. And I don't ever begrudge anybody that. That's a great thing. For
sure.
Our people are wanted by others and stuff. So, but it's also good when they are a little bit reassuring when they come back and recognize the special place that we have here, and because it really is a, you know, we call it Dungis Family of Autos. It is a family business. It's something that has a legacy and a heart, and that's more than just, you know, selling cars and fixing cars and the nuts and bolts of what we do. It's
mm-hmm.
it's about the people about the people that we work with every day, and our customers and the community and all this, you know, and all of you listening every Thursday. It's one of those things that, if it weren't for all of that together, it wouldn't work, right, so long. And that's just the reality, because we're fallible. We make mistakes all the time, just like everybody else. And, you know, there's no magic to it, to what we do, too. So it's hard work. We got to plan every day and work really hard. But it is about the people. I can't do it all myself, and none of them can. It's a team thing, and we do it together, mm-hmm. and we're proud of it, work together to make sure it happens.
I got a text message over the last couple of weeks, I don't remember exactly when, from a apparently new sales professional, and just introducing themselves and just checking to see, you know, if my wife and I had any auto needs. And
we like to stay in touch.
Well,
I think that's important to follow up with our people, and our customers, to just to check in, you know. I mean, I think really a lot of times it's about, you know, especially as the vehicles are more complicated, mm-hmm. we want to be there for you, right? Whether you're buying the car or just servicing it, or if you have any question on it, you know, it's one of those things that is important to us, is maintaining that relationship.
Yeah, and it's relationships in the community. Frequently, you'll bring in an area nonprofit that has an event coming up. I would mention OK Mozart's Oktoberfest tomorrow night.
We have them in. Big deal tomorrow night. And then we got Saturday, we have the Willow Rock Road Race.
Right.
All this will be out of here by then. And It's going to be a beautiful morning for the race, I think.
It will be, The forecast for Saturday is sunshine, mid-70s, which for October I think is great.
Low Friday night
is lower 40s, so you'll want that light jacket on the way out to register for the race.
That's right. You're warming up, you'll want to have your cover up, but then you probably don't need to run in it. But it'll be a beautiful morning for that. So much stuff going on. We were out at the Thrive event this week for Mutual Girls Club. I didn't actually get to go. I had to run around, but my Uncle Bob and Kimberly was there, and Uncle Joe went to that. The Mutual Girls Club is one of those great organizations that we go way back with. My grandmother Elizabeth actually was one of the people that at the Methodist Church that got that started, and it's really something we were proud to do, to support all these years. And that's what's so great about our community, and one of the benefits of being in such a great place and having such great people and a great community is that we can extend that legacy out through these organizations year after year after year.
You mentioned the word legacy, and I was going to bring it up anyway. It's the community's families that, for instance, the Bartlesville Community Foundation honors several every year with their Legacy Hall of Fame.
That's right. There's big news, too. Another organization that we do a lot with and that I'm chair of now, the Bryce Tower Arts Center. We've got news coming.
A new collaboration with the Bartlesville Art Association.
Art Association. Shout out to Scott Ambler and everybody at the Bryce Tower. People, you need to come and check out what's going on down there now. It is really, we've hit our stride, I think is the way to put it. We've really identified what our who we are and what we're doing, with Scott's leadership and the team that we have there now, things like this are possible, where we can partner with other organizations, where we can really do what we want to do, which is to inspire people. And, we've got a special building. We know that, but it's not just a static thing. It's for it to work, for it to be the living thing that Frank Lloyd Wright meant it to be. We got to get people in there every day. Our mission is to inspire people with art, architecture, and design. But we've got a restaurant in there. We've got a hotel. We've got a little bar. If you want to come, just have fun. Go on a tour, whatever it is. You can check out a great exhibit. We have one on Charles Schulz and Snoopy right now.
Which is concluding soon.
Concluding very soon. And I don't know the date, but
I'm not sure how many days in a soon, but soon.
But the tours are outstanding. So anyway, go check it out. But this new collaboration is going to be really, really good for everybody. And I think it will be help us going forward.
I just posted that story to the web this hour, so people can check that out. But the Art Association has been part of this community for decades with their building in Johnstone Park, but obviously that's in the floodplain. And they're going to be moving to your adjacent structure.
And to the annex is what we've called it before. We're going to kind of change it and call it the Price Tower Design Center. We've had to keep it heated and aired because a lot of our collection of art and other artifacts are in there. So ever since OK Mozart used to be in the front part of that building, ever since they moved out into their new facility, we've continued to heat and air it. So it's really not going to add too much to our need, but they needed the space, and we want to get people in the Price Tower, and we want to inspire them to create things. And so it's a beautiful collaboration because that's what they do, and they already have programs that really support and teach and reach out in the community to inspire creation and advancement in visual arts. And so it's a natural fit with what we do. It helps us reach out into the community and just be more relevant with everybody, because we want to be seen as kind of the center of the community's art world. How we look at the Price Tower is going to change, I think, over these next few years as we become hopefully a World Heritage Site. It's such a unique building and its rich history. We can talk about that another time, but there's so much going on there, and it's very accessible to people, and I just encourage everybody to go check it out. It really is unique. If you've never been in there, just go ride the elevator. It is the most unique elevator you'll ever ride in. And and if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you need
then
to
go take
I'm
a not, ride.
Yeah, go take a ride. I can't explain it.
Take a ride is part of the tour. That's among the first things you'll do on the tour is learn about the elevators, that particularly the one that was built just to access the apartments and the others that go everywhere. Uh-huh. So, you know.
Oh, there's so many neat things. I mean, if we could, we don't do it, but I mean, you could do a tour of the basement that would be very popular. There's so many neat old things down there, and you know, the old boilers and mm-hmm. such that are historic and part of the building. There's so much to that building that is unique.
Well, so as long as we're talking about buildings, and I bring it up only because we haven't talked about it for a while, your Toyota building, I know, is somewhere in the LEED certification process.
I had an update from Randy Weatherly over at the architecture firm recently, and we're still working on some of the prove-out stuff on the heat and air side of it, the geothermal stuff, which was one of the greatest systems we installed. And, you know, so anyway, we're working on that, but we're almost done. We're almost to the finish line, where we'll know how we stack up and if we get certified or not. But so far, you know, we're still in there. I think if we get these points we expect from that, then we should be in there and be LEED certified, which is great. Because it's, and you know what I really realize after being in the building now for a couple of years is that, you know, just what a great building it is, and how, you know, it's got some of these great features. But our utility costs there are so low. Our it's a comfortable building to be in. The geothermal heat and air work great. I mean, it heats and cools just like you'd hope and expect, and lots of natural light. I mean, it's an outstanding building, and goes way beyond the certification. It's a building for that'll be service well for a long, long time, and really have a low cost of operation too. And that's really. Really neat.
Well, I'm sure it's a great place for you to work, and also the fact that you can, you know, get the vehicles in there without merely feeling that they're cramped. You can look at each vehicle and display it the way I'm sure you want to. So.
Yeah, no, and then for not really having a showroom for the Toyota brand for all the other years. I mean, because we had the little building before, but you could put one car on there. But it wasn't much of a showroom, and there was no Toyota service department. And so that until just a couple years ago, that was all we had. So we're very excited to have that. And it's got the great, if you haven't seen it, come in and check out the great vistas and pictures of Bartlesville, historic photos of dealership stuff. I love to come down the stairs from my office and see my grandfather's picture up there on the service drive every mm-hmm. day, and it's really part of the legacy.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably one of the places he liked to be, was out on the service drive.
Oh yeah, he loved to be out moving around. That was his MO. He was never sat down for very long.
Yeah. What's next on the train for Dundas Family of Autos? What's the next step 10 years down the road?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I think there's a lot of different things that are going to happen in our business. And, you know, we talk about that all the time. And I'm sure there's going to be some exciting things we can't imagine. And, you know, as far as that goes, the whole world is always changing. And that you know, we'll be there trying to stay up with it with you guys.
I mean,
we want, you know, the truth is what we do is transportation, right? We're a transportation service center, and mm-hmm. we help you with how you get around, and we want to do that. That's what we'll focus on and continue to do, you know, hopefully for many more generations would be my goal, and that's why I'm here. So hopefully we'll do that, you know, maybe in 10 years. Maybe my 15 and a half year old son, maybe he'll be doing it. I don't know.
But. Well, that you can always hope for that expectation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when the energy vehicles came out, you put the charging station in so that you are, you know, moving as
we'll
technology.
We'll have a Toyota version of that here pretty soon called Prius Prime. Mm-hmm. So we'll have charging stations installed at the Toyota side for that. We want to be forward leaders. And I think as we get into things like autonomous vehicles and driving services, I think we'll be looking with our manufacturers as to how we can help provide those services. You know, I think that we're in a unique position because it's not going to be a natural development here like it is in San Francisco or in larger communities. We're still going to need, you know, independent transportation Most people will, because mm-hmm. of the nature of our infrastructure for a long time and how we get around and where we go in rural Oklahoma.
Well, and I think it's part of just who we are. Many of us will want to try the autonomous vehicle, but there's also that population that says, no, I want to remain in charge.
You're going to have that, but you're going to also just, you know, the cost of ownership implications, all that. And we're going to have to change with everybody else on that. But I think people are still going to need transportation. They're still going to need the vehicles maintained and serviced. They're still going to need oil changes, so to speak, and horse trading will be around in one form or another. So here I'm sure we'll find our role.
I'm sure it will be. Speaking of horse trading, or at least meeting with a sales professional, how long is the sales team going to be there this afternoon?
Well, they'll stay till probably 8:30, something like that. But if you want them to stay later, just give them a call. They'll meet you at just about any time. We, by law in Oklahoma, we're not supposed to sell on Sundays. So, you know, but yeah, if you want us to meet you, we'll meet you just about any time.
Dungeness Family of Autos or DungeessChoice.com. Check it out and check out the 995 oil change.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM.